questions 31 to 35. Look at the questions. Now you will hear the second talk. Listen to a doctor giving a talk.
New research shows that one in every three adults with mental health issues is also a smoker, a figure 70% higher than the general population. There is no suggestion that tobacco causes mental illness, but rather that attitudes to smoking are laxer in mental health than in other areas of medicine, wrongly according to many experts. Smoking is considered to have a calming effect, and there's plenty of anecdotal evidence that the provision and withholding of cigarettes in mental institutions is used to control patients or bend their will to that of the supervisors. Since this is practiced routinely in prisons, it seems perfectly possible. However, if any other drug were used in such a way, anyone hearing of it would be appalled. The other problem is that tobacco tends to have a negative effect on the effectiveness of the drugs the patient is taking, necessitating higher dosages and the ill effects that go with it. Add this to the harmful effects of tobacco itself, and some of the health problems routinely suffered by the mentally ill begin to make more sense. The tragic part about this is that people with mental illnesses have been shown to respond just as positively to programs designed to help smokers quit as smokers in the general population. Given the number of weird and wonderful chemicals that make up the deadly cocktail known as a cigarette, experts are urging doctors to put patients into tobacco cessation programs as a matter of course.
Now you'll hear the second talk again. Listen to a doctor giving a talk.
New research shows that one in every three adults with mental health issues is also a smoker, a figure 70% higher than the general population. There is no suggestion that tobacco causes mental illness, but rather that attitudes to smoking are laxer in mental health than in other areas of medicine, wrongly according to many experts. Smoking is considered to have a calming effect, and there's plenty of anecdotal evidence that the provision and withholding of cigarettes in mental institutions is used to control patients or bend their will to that of the supervisors. Since this is practiced routinely in prisons, it seems perfectly possible. However, if any other drug were used in such a way, anyone hearing of it would be appalled. The other problem is that tobacco tends to have a negative effect on the effectiveness of the drugs the patient is taking, necessitating higher dosages and the ill effects that go with it. Add this to the harmful effects of tobacco itself, and some of the health problems routinely suffered by the mentally ill begin to make more sense. The tragic part about this is that people with mental illnesses have been shown to respond just as positively to programs designed to help smokers quit as smokers in the general population. Given the number of weird and wonderful chemicals that make up the deadly cocktail known as a cigarette, experts are urging doctors to put patients into tobacco cessation programs as a matter of course.
Question 31. What is true about people with mental health issues? Question 32. Why do so many mental patients smoke? Question 33. What negative effect does smoking have, particularly for people with mental health issues? Question 34. What is the success rate of tobacco cessation programs in mental health? Question 35. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"The deadly cocktail"?